Welcome to Mount Olive First Pentecostal Holiness Church. Thank you for connecting with us. In just a moment, Pastor Jeff will be sharing an uplifting and encouraging message that we pray will inspire you in your walk with God. Our desire at MOF PHC is for you and your family to find hope in Jesus Christ so that He will transform your life. Thanks again for connecting with us. Please contact us if we can help you discover God's purpose for your life. Enjoy the message.
Well, I want to go ahead and jump into the Word as we prepare here in just a little bit. I'm believing the Lord to do a Holy Ghost healing service here today in the name of Jesus. And so we're going to get prepared for that here in just a minute to pray and pray for one another. But I want you to go ahead and open up your Bibles. Get your Bible out. If you have a device, pull it out. I'll also have some things here on the screen. Psalm 77:14. And I'm going to be sharing a bunch of different scripture today, but that's the foundation right there. Psalm 77:14. The title of my message today is The God of Miracles. The God of Miracles. I will tell you, I stand before you today blessed but also burdened by all the needs that are in our church right now. And I know many of you have walked into this house today, many of you that are watching online, and you have needs, you have situations, circumstances that you're facing. I can't begin to tell you right now the amount of people in this church and in our community around us that need God to do a miracle in their life. There are people here, your brothers, your sisters in Christ Jesus, who have very urgent needs in their life. People that are here today that they're under attack by the enemy, Satan. People that are here today that are facing what seems to be impossible situations. I know a lot of people that are weighed down right now by the cares of this world. People are suffering. People are struggling with pain, maybe that's been caused by yourself or by what somebody's done to you, or it could be that you are just in a place where there's emotional pain, physical pain, just the mental struggles in your life. If that's you this morning, I have some good news for you. And the good news is that we serve a mighty miracle-working God. We serve a mighty miracle-working God. And so I want to just kind of encourage you this morning in your faith to know that we serve the God of miracles. The word miracle in itself, you need to really know what it means. There's a lot of definitions. My study Bible that I appreciate and love and cherish so much, it gave a wonderful reminder of what a miracle is. A miracle is a supernatural event that goes against the laws of nature. It's a supernatural event or a supernatural happening that goes against the normal laws of nature. And miracles are done by the power of God. Miracles are done by the power of God. And that's why the psalmist declared in Psalm 77:14, when he said, "You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples." You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people. That's what we want God to do today. In fact, if you were to read over in the New Testament as well, and in Acts chapter 2, verse 22, when Peter's given him a sermon, he even refers to God being the God of miracles when he says there, "Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by what? Miracles, wonders, and signs which God did among you through him," Jesus, "as you yourselves already know." Paul was just confirming that miracles are done by the power of God. And God has a purpose for every miracle. God has a purpose for His miracles, the purpose of His miracles are to reveal His glory and His power. The purpose of His miracles are to reveal His compassion, to help people, to heal people. The purpose of the miracles of God is to reveal God's kingdom. The purpose of miracles is to reveal and confirm that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And we need to be praying and believing for God to do miracles, church. And one way that we can pray and believe is by having faith. And the Bible says we have faith by hearing of the word. And so when we look into the word, the Bible reveals to us the miracles of God from the beginning to the very end of the word of God. We serve the God of miracles, amen. In the Old Testament, you see the God of miracles at work. In Exodus 14, you see God. Think about this now. Think about this and just let it settle in your heart and in your soul. We see the God of miracles who was able to part and divide the Red Sea so that the people of God can walk through on dry ground and be saved from the enemy. We see God dividing waters to save His people. In Exodus 16, we see God sending down manna, which was food from heaven, to feed God's people while they wandered in the wilderness. In Joshua 10:12, we see God, He makes the sun and the moon stand still so Joshua and his army can finish defeating their enemies. Think about that right there. In 2 Kings 5:10, we see God using the prophet Elisha to give encouragement and direction and guidance to a man named Naaman to go into the Jordan River and dip seven times so you can be healed of leprosy, and Naaman was healed of leprosy. I could go on and on of how the God of miracles is at work in the Old Testament. But then we read in the New Testament the miracles of Jesus, the Son of God. In fact, I found this interesting. When the people were trying to describe Jesus, I mean, this is Jesus, the son of a carpenter? This is Jesus from Nazareth? And you read in Mark chapter 6 and verse 2 that on the Sabbath when it came, the Bible says that Jesus began to teach in the synagogue. And these people were just amazed at Jesus and his teachings and the wisdom that he had. And they're like, this is the carpenter's son. This is Jesus from Nazareth. And where does he get this from? And it says here, they asked, what's this wisdom that has been given him that he even does miracles? And some translations say remarkable miracles. Jesus does miracles, my friend. He does miracles. Everything he does is remarkable. In fact, Jesus does so many miracles that John the Apostle said that if every one of them were written down, he says, I suppose that even the whole world would not even have room for the books that would be written. We serve the God of miracles. Amen. And Jesus, when he was here on this earth, he did miracles everywhere he went. The first miracle that he ever performed was at a wedding where he turned water into wine. In Matthew 8:14, we see Jesus going into Peter's house. And when he went into Peter's house, Peter's mother-in-law was laying there with a fever. And the Bible says that Jesus touched her hand and she was healed. And friend, that's a good lesson right there. If there's somebody at your house that's sick, the best thing you can do is get Jesus in the house. Amen. I mean, it's good to come to the altar here, but you need to call on Jesus right there in your house and pray over your loved ones. And that's what happened there. And Peter's mother-in-law was healed of a fever. We see Jesus performing a miracle when those friends of the paralyzed man lifted up the roof of a house and began to lower this paralyzed man down in front of Jesus, and Jesus healed this paralyzed man. And the Bible says what Jesus noticed was the faith of his friends that lowered him down to him, and that just encourages me. It's good to have some friends that will get you to Jesus, amen. It's good to have some friends that have faith to believe God for whatever you're going through in your life. And Jesus healed that paralyzed man, and he came in on a mat, but he walked out in the power of God. In John 5:5, there was a man that was disabled for 38 years. And Jesus went to this man. He was there by the pool of Bethsaida, and the time and the culture, there was the saying that there was healing power in the waters of that pool, and he had laid there, and Jesus went up to this man that had been disabled for 38 years, and he says to this man, "Do you want to get well? Do you want to get well?" And the man's first response was, "I have nobody to help me get in the water." He had exactly who he needed right in front of him, the miracle worker, Jesus. And Jesus healed that man. And again, he got up and he walked out. Hallelujah. Jesus is our healer. Jesus is the miracle worker. We read in Mark 3:1 how he healed a man with a withered hand and completely restored his hand. It happened on the Sabbath when it wasn't supposed to happen. That's another good lesson there. God can do things. He can make things happen when they're not supposed to happen. That's the miracle working power of Jesus. He heals a man in Mark 5:1 who was demon possessed. In Mark 5:25, he heals a woman who had the issue of blood for 12 years. She was hemorrhaging on the inside. And then Jesus goes up to her, and she comes to Jesus and touches the cloak of his garment. And he says, "Daughter," what did he say? "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Your faith has healed you." And then we read about Jesus raising the synagogue leader Jairus' dead daughter back to life in Mark 5:42. While Jesus was on the way there, he got news that this young girl had died. And what does he tell this father? He says to him, "Don't be afraid, just believe. Don't be afraid, just believe." They had one report, but Jesus had another report. How many of you are going to go with God's report? Come on, I'm going with the Lord's report and what God's got to say. And then in Matthew 9:27, Jesus heals two blind men, and he asked those blind men, he says, "Do you believe I am able to do this?" And then he said to them, "According to your faith, let it be done." We see the miracle of provision when Jesus feeds 5,000 people with five loaves of bread and two small fish in John 6:5. We see the miracle working power of Jesus calming the storm in Luke 8:24 when he calmed the wind and the waves. And they said, "Who is this man that even the wind and the waves obey him?" We see the miracles of Jesus when he's walking on water. We see Jesus healing the deaf and the mute. We see Jesus healing the 10 lepers. We see the wonder-working power of Jesus as he raises Lazarus out of the grave. We see the restoring power of Jesus when he heals the ear of the high priest, the servant, Malchus, there in the garden right before Jesus was arrested, when he touches his ear and he heals. Listen, here's my point. If Jesus did these miracles then, Jesus can do these miracles today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's not changed. He's still working. He's still working. Hallelujah. The miracles have not stopped. And the miracles didn't stop with Jesus. In fact, Jesus said to his disciples, and he even said to his church in John 14:12, verse 12-14, he says, "I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing, and he will do even greater things than these." Do you believe that? He says, "I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." Hallelujah. The church had faith in Jesus, and because of that faith in Jesus, they experienced greater things, more miracles. You don't believe me? Think about it. Get your Bible out and read the Bible in Acts. In Acts chapter 5, I believe it is, in verse 15, the Bible says that there was such a move of God going on during that time of the church that they were bringing the sick people and laying them out on the streets, hoping that when Peter walked by, that his shadow might fall on them so they would be healed. In fact, it says that everybody they brought out and laid on mats and laid on beds and laid in the street, it says all of them were healed. Praise God. Hello. Come on, to God be the glory. The miracles didn't stop with Jesus. There's even greater things that are still being done. Think about Acts 20, verse 10, when Paul was preaching that long sermon and that young boy fell out the window. I know what some of you are thinking right now. Some of you about fell out your chair at times. sermon's been so long. But you know what? He fell out the window and he was dead. And the Bible says that Paul went down there and got over top of that boy. And then he says, don't worry, he's alive. And there was a resurrecting power. There was a miracle done right there in that young boy's life. The church is moving in the miracles of God. In Luke chapter 10, verse 17, we read about 72 followers of Christ that were sent out to do ministry. And Jesus told them, when you go, I want you to go and heal the sick. When you study church history, from the early church and all the way through, you see the God of miracles at work. You see the God of miracles at work, even out of some of the roots of this church here, all the way back to Azusa Street Revival in 1906 in California. There was testimonies of God moving and working miracles in the lives of people. There was testimonies there at Azusa Street Revival. People healed from cancer, tumors gone, broken bones healed, people healed from strokes, the sight of the blind restored, the hearing of the deaf restored. People were healed from emotional issues and spiritual issues. There was manifestations of the glory of God. There was mighty miracles that were happening there. And I offer you today, they happened then and they're still working through the church today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's manifestations and mighty miracles that are happening in the church and through the church. And the reason why is because Jesus said to the church, I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. So I want to just offer to you three things here before we pray. We can pray and believe for miracles because God is in control. We can pray and believe for miracles because God is in control. When we say that God is in control, what we're saying is that he can do anything he wants to do and nothing can stop him and no one can stop his plan, his purpose. God is in control. I know it looks like the world's spiraling out of control. I know it may look like that in your own world for your own life, but can I tell you, God is in control. He is in control. In fact, in Colossians 1:17, it says that he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. In other words, it's all in God's hands. Your life is in the hand of God. Your situation is in the hand of God. Your family is in the hand of God. Your next breath is in the hand of God. He is in control. And we can have faith in God because he's in control, and that he can, knowing that he can command everything, he can command, because he's in control, he has the commands that he can send out, that everything be used for his glory anytime and any way he chooses. And that's why that we can come today with hope now and hope for the future, because we serve an awesome God whose ways are not our ways. That's why the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, the good ways, the bad ways, whatever your ways are, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Can I tell you this morning that no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, that you can trust in the Lord at all times, and the reason why is because he's all powerful. He's all powerful. You can trust in the Lord because he's in control. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. He's at all places at all times. You may wander here and wander there with your faith. You may be at a certain place in your life and you think, man, is God with me? Can I assure you as a follower of God, he is with you. He is with you and he is in control. And I'm encouraged knowing that our loving and living Lord can do anything he wants. He can command all things to work in a way that would bring glory and honor to him. So that's why we have faith in God and we can pray and believe because he's in control. You're in control. You're in control, God. Can you just say that to yourself right now? I see what I'm facing, but I know you're in control, God. I know you're in control. And then you can pray and believe for miracles because not only is God in control, but we belong to God. We belong to God. I hope and pray this morning that you all belong to God. I hope and pray that you are a child of God. And what I mean by that is that you're born again. You're born again spiritually. Did you have repented of your sins and you have received Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross when he shed his blood through his death for your sins and my sins, and you're trusting in that he was buried and on the third day he was raised back to life, and your faith is in him and you're trusting him and you are born again. You are a born again believer. And if you're a born again believer, God is your Father. Hallelujah. You belong to God. As I've heard it mentioned and read many times, when you are saved, God is your Father, Jesus is your Son, the Holy Spirit is your helper, and heaven is your home. And if you're saved this morning, God is your Father. Hallelujah. In fact, Paul says that when you cry out to him, you can cry, Abba, Father. For the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Listen to this. If indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory. I want you to be encouraged this morning in your faith, knowing that we, church, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you belong to God. God is your Father. And our Heavenly Father loves us. Psalm 103:13 says, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on them that fear him. We belong to God, and he loves us. And the Bible says that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. No doctor's report, no family situation, no pain, no nothing. Say nothing. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And our Heavenly Father is so full of love for us. He is love, that he is motivated by that love, and that compassion is focused on us, that he works to do anything that comes at us in this life, good or bad, to move us to a deeper trust in him, a deeper love relationship with him. And you may be going through the battle of your life right now. And some of you are. Some of you that are here this morning, or maybe even watching online, you're hanging on by a thread. Some of you are. The devil, for some of you, has been wreaking havoc in your life. He's been wreaking havoc in your family. He's been wreaking havoc in your mind. I want to tell you this morning that whatever you're going through, you can still have faith in God, knowing that you are a child of God and you belong to him and he loves you. Don't ever forget that he loves you. Never forget that you belong to God. You belong to God. We belong to the God of miracles. And because we belong to God, we can have faith instead of fear. And because we belong to God, we can know that he is for us and not against us. And because we belong to God, we can know that he's always making a way. And because we belong to God, we can have peace instead of panic. Because we belong to God, we can know that everything is going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay, even when it doesn't feel like it. Everything's going to be okay, even when it doesn't look like it. Everything's going to be okay. You know why? Because God is in control and I belong to him and he loves me. So everything's going to be okay. Why don't you tell your neighbor right now, everything's going to be okay. Come on, tell somebody. Everything's going to be okay. Praise God. Jeff, everything's going to be okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can pray and believe for miracles because God is always working. He's always working. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I want you to make sure you read that verse good, because that verse does not say that all things are good, but says all things work together for good. Jesus never promised us that we wouldn't encounter suffering and struggles in our life. In fact, he says, there's going to be troubles in this world. God never promised that everything that we encounter in life would be good. But here's what we hold on to. Here's the promise that you hold on to. Hello? You here this morning and you need God to do a miracle? This is what you hold on to, that no matter what touches my life, the Lord is going to use it to produce something good if I'll just trust him through the process. And see, the process is the hard part. The process is never good, but what is good is God's purpose. And that's what we want, is God's purpose. Anything that God does is good because God is good. And God promised that he would take all things that touch my life, that impact my life, and he's going to work them out for my good and for his glory. He'll take the things that are helpful, and he'll take the things that are hurtful. He'll take the things that are good and bad. He'll take the things that make sense, and he'll take the things that make no sense at all. And he'll take those things and he'll work them out for my good and for his glory. God is always working to do that. God is always working to do that. He's always working, the Bible says, to take our suffering and turn it into perseverance that leads to hope. God is always working to do that, to take your struggles, your suffering, my suffering, to produce perseverance. And I just want to say to you this morning, church family, that no matter what we face, no matter what we encounter, no matter what touches our life, the unexpected things that we never dreamed would happen to us, you need to remember this morning to have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith for God to do miracles, to do signs, to do wonders. Have faith in God because he's our helper. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He's my helper. He's my healer. Have faith in God because he's always making a way. He's the way maker, we sing. We have faith in God because when things seem impossible, we serve God, that with him all things are possible. God is a miracle-working God. God is working. We can have faith in him, knowing that he's going to be glorified through everything that we're walking through in our life. It doesn't feel good, but I know, Lord, you're working good for me. You're doing it for your glory. I trust your plan. You're in control. I belong to you. I know you're always working. It's dark right now for me. It's hard to see what's on the other side of this, but I'm holding your hand and I'm trusting you, Lord, to bring me through for the breakthrough, for the victory, for the healing, for the miracle, for the restoration. I'm believing for it, God. And I know because I'm holding your hand and I'm walking with you and you're in control and I belong to you and I know that you're always working. Because of that, I know everything is going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Pastor Kevin, if you guys want to come, thank you. I hope and pray that you're ready to have faith enough to pray for your miracle, to believe for your miracle. You need to respond to the word. You need to respond to what God wants to do today. I believe this is a house of miracles. God wants to do miracles. God wants to help you. God wants to heal you. God wants to restore to you things that the enemy has taken from you, whatever it may be, physical limitations, emotional, mental, spiritual. All I know is God loves you. He wants to help you. And I ask you this question right now. What are some things that are you're staring at, you're looking at, that are impossibilities to you, but not with God, amen? What are some things you are looking at right now? You've just been attacked with fear, panic. worry. All I know is God is here and He wants to help you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you from those things. I know there's people in this house that need miracles, and we want to pray for those miracles today. There are people in this house that need miracles. And we're going to pray right now, and we're going to believe for those miracles. I want to ask right now, anybody here, elders, deacons, council, prayer warriors, come right now to the front here, please. Come quickly. Come quickly, please. Just line up across the front here. If you're right here, if you're here this moment right now and you're full of faith, come join us. Come join us right here. We're going to pray.